This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. State Police Colonel Tim Albin had some harsh words for the protesters who blocked Interstate 93 in Milton and Medford at the height of the morning rush hour today.
Come in and talk to the mayor about what your grievances are. Talk with someone about what those grievances are. But this kind of conduct is risking people's lives.
The protesters say they're trying to draw attention to what they call the mistreatment of black people in Boston. 29 people were arrested today. WBUR's Fred Tice was at court in Somerville as some of them were being arraigned this afternoon. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Deb.
So what happened at the arraignments?
All 18 people who were arrested in Medford were released on personal recognizance. They have to come back to court for a pretrial conference next month. The judge told them that if they commit any more offenses, they could be held without bail for 90 days. They're charged with misdemeanors, trespassing, conspiracy to trespass, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest. One is charged with possession of a dangerous weapon. We don't know what that weapon is. When they left the courtroom, they applauded one another. Three people with their arms in slings were taken in a supporter's car to the hospital. Apparently, they were injured in this morning protests, but I don't know how they wouldn't say when I asked them.
And what do we know, Fred, about how they managed to get on the interstate and block it? Some of them apparently chained together or connected somehow. This is when we're talking Interstate 93 during rush hour.
So in Milton, they used a box truck, stopped in traffic, got out of the back. Their arms were chained together inside these concrete-filled barrels, and their arms were actually cemented into the barrels, and firefighters had to cut them out. In Medford, they were chained together with their arms inside PVC pipe. Now, all the protesters seem to benefit from the fact that at 7:30 a.m. on I-93, traffic is bumper to bumper. But State Police Colonel Albin says protesters should have thought more about the ramifications.
Think about terrorism events. Now we have an unmarked van that's going to stop on an interstate highway and unload three large barrels with an unknown material. What are you thinking as a citizen out there using the interstate? What's going through your mind when you see this kind of action and activity?
Also during that press conference today, Fred, Colonel Albin talked about the risks involved here, the risk of endangering other lives.
Yes, and he gave an example. There was a bad car crash in Easton with life-threatening injuries, and an ambulance was bound for a hospital in Boston, but it had to be diverted to Good Samaritan Hospital in Brockton.
So in other words, we have a traumatic injury to someone that happened in a place not related to Boston, and that ambulance has to be redirected to another city and taken away from a level one trauma center. That's what I'm talking about when we talk about unintended consequences. People's rights are people's rights, but you're endangering people's lives with this kind of conduct.
And Fred, what do the demonstrators say?
Largely, the protesters were pretty silent, but one of the protesters arraigned in Somerville, who would only identify himself as Jeff, did address this. He displayed some naivete about the consequences of backed up traffic.
Well, we didn't seem to see the ambulance drunk. If we had seen it, we would have moved.
Of course, it's important to point out here that Jeff was allegedly blocking traffic in Medford, which is not where the ambulance was blocked. Mm. The protesters would not explain why they blocked traffic. But this morning, Megan Collins, a spokeswoman for the protesters, explained their motive.
In order to draw attention to the sort of white complacency of people coming in from outside the city into Boston, into a city that's deeply segregated, where people of color are unfairly over-policed.
And in a twist of irony, one of the protesters' supporters who came to court in Somerville objected to the fact that the reporters were blocking her car as we were asking for comment from the protesters.
All right. WBUR's Fred Tice, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks, Deb.